Now, the Sheffield Eagles take on Hunslet at the South Leeds Stadium tomorrow, seeking to atone for their heavy loss to the London Broncos at the Summer Bash last weekend. Eagles Director of Rugby, Mark Aston, is with us on BBC Radio Sheffield. Evening to you, Mark.
Evening, Alex.
So, what needs putting right this week, then, after conceding 46 points against the Broncos?
Well, obviously, everybody talk about his defence, and, you know, there were nobody more shocked than myself. We just didn't turn up, and we didn't perform. And credit to London, you know, Andy Henderson, one of our ex-players, certainly turned them round, and they were very good. But we wasn't at the races. You know, we've had a good look at ourselves, had a good chat, actually, and hopefully we'll put it right tomorrow night.
What's the latest on the injury front, then, Mark?
Yeah, we're cleared up. I mean, we just made a couple of changes this week. Kyle Briggs is back in, and as is Michael Knowles, and both influential players and both quality players. And to miss out, Jamie Langley misses out, and Don Brambini, you know, both probably didn't hit the levels that we'd expect from last week. So we've changed it a little bit, and we're looking for, you know, just to bounce straight back.
And Pat Walker, how much of a loss is that?
Pat Walker's been out 2 or 3 weeks, and you know he's really cool, calm, and collective, and he usually puts in a big stint for us. So he's been out a few weeks now, and you know he's on the way to recovery. He's probably another couple of weeks away, but you know, then we'll have basically a full, you know, full strength squad.
Let's talk about the game tomorrow night against Hunslet. How big a challenge is that for you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a test of the character. And, you know, we were really hurt on at the weekend because we've prided ourselves in having strong defence. And, you know, the last few weeks have been really good against Doncaster and against Dewsbury, not letting many points in. And then to come up with something like that, it hurt. And, you know, we've all felt it, we've all looked at it, we've put it right. And we need to get back, you know, to them standards that we set ourselves of late. And, you know, does it change the position we're in the league? No, we're still third. We're still in control of his own destiny, and that's what we talk about. And what it is, it's that bounce-back ability, as people will talk about now, and turning it around from a negative last week into a positive, and then, you know, erase it out of our memories, the embarrassment of last week.
Now, Hunslet currently on 10 points. If you win, do you believe their chances of making the middle eights are over?
Yeah, I think there's starting to be a bit of a gap between the clubs now, and I think there's probably only 7 or 8 teams in the competition that can get in that top, you know, in that top four to get in the middle eight. So, you know, there's teams Featherstone and Dewsbury, Halifax, London, they're all pushing us, and what we've got to do is just keep winning, and it starts this week again. We're going to be, obviously, as you say, next week we'll play Batley, and then the week after we'll play Whitehaven. If we can come away with 3 big results and good wins, then it puts us in a strong position again with only 6 games to go for, you know, before the middle eight starts.
Good talking to you, Mark Aston there, who's the Eagles Director of Rugby.